So, look, this is a big party weekend. Beginning of summer, it's a big party weekend. Even as an adult, you know, you kind of kick in with that, you know, that party mentality, more relaxed mentality during the summer. And we learned this when we were kids going to school. Hey, it's summertime. A lot of big destinations for this weekend, a celebration. Orlando, New York City, big destinations, Las Vegas, Miami, Lake Havasu, where boaters and vacationers from Arizona and California start the summer. The visual optics of Memorial Day weekend 2025 may look like many other Memorial Day weekends, but this Memorial Day weekend to me seems different. Let's be totally honest. America has changed. This year, some Americans are thrilled with the political direction of this country. But even those who are excited about this Memorial Day weekend should be cautious about what they're celebrating or honoring. There will be more talk about President Donald Trump and the direction of his administration leading America where it's currently going. And there are many Americans who are supportive of this. The rest of us are aware of how much America has changed. I remember America when we paid homage to Americans who died serving our country. Many died in the face of other nations that were on a mission to rule the world and rob us of our precious rights. And that's why we recognize Memorial Day. We're honoring those people who gave the ultimate sacrifice of their lives in battles to protect our rights and to keep us free. But it's 2025, and our rights are being threatened. Not by evil foreign nations, but our rights are being threatened by the current president of the United States. President Trump has been on a consistent crusade to reshape our fundamental freedom, freedom of speech. This is not a warning from some paranoid psycho who fears every shadow he sees. This is a warning that comes from a rational member of the media that is witnessing the crafting of the Constitution to fit the self-serving needs and desires of one American president, Donald Trump. I applaud the president for getting the border under control. And it happened so quickly that it seems obvious that Joe Biden looks even more incompetent and should have done more as president to control the border, but he didn't. So I applaud the president for that. The randomness of the tariff wars and the financial chaos that followed and the haphazard wiping out of thousands of federal jobs in the name of DOGE's quest to cut federal spending, while the president accepts a $400 million flying palace that will require at least $1 billion to retrofit into being capable of serving as Air Force One, blatantly demonstrates that there is a self-centered and hypocritical method to the madness of the Trump administration. Never before in modern presidential history has America witnessed the daily uncertainty of decision-making currently being displayed by the administration. The most disturbing impact of the mentality of President Trump is that it has ignited a wave of judgment and hate across this country. That wave of judgment and hate is so present, it's powerful, it's persuasive. It's persuasive to the gullible Americans that are profoundly interested in changing America to be their specific America. The hate, misguided attacks from listeners to this show on WWL, the keyboard crusaders who are standing by like modern-day Minutemen to attack anyone who expresses an opinion about Donald Trump that differs from their opinion of Trump, is a frightening fundamental change in American politics. As we begin this Memorial Day weekend 2025, when we honor the men and women who fought to keep our country free, I'm thinking back on the America I remember. I remember an America where people had passionate disagreements over politics, but we never failed to realize that we were Americans first and Democrats and Republicans second. I remember America when, after every election, one political side was deeply disappointed in the outcome, and may have even predicted doom and gloom with the new president taking office. But there was no threat of violence, no threats of boycotts, no bragging that a new America was being born and forever shutting out the opposition. There were also no rallies around the American flag as if it represented only one political side and not the other, making the other political side seem actually un-American. I remember in America where we were divided along political lines, but we were still the United States of America. During the Cold War, Russian leader Nikita Khrushchev said, "Communism will not need to destroy America, because America would be destroyed from forces from within." I hate that we're witnessing Khrushchev's prophecy fulfilled. As more Republicans and devout Trump supporters join with other Americans and judges in standing up and opposing the words and actions of this president, I feel hope. I feel hope that the tide is changing and that this march toward an authoritarian government will indeed be stopped. In the shadow of all the dark negativity, I remain optimistic. I believe America will recover from this hateful divide. And while we're always going to be passionate about our politics, I believe we will return to the day when we were the United States of America. And this Memorial Day weekend, 2025, I'm just thinking about how much this country has changed and the attempts to change it even further.